John Arledge from the Sunday Times. It's a great building, congratulations. It's also been a greatly expensive building. Can I ask His Excellency Sheikh Abdullah, when do you expect to recoup the £1.5 billion you've invested in this building?
The question was,
it's been an expensive building. How and when do you imagine to recoup the cost of the building?
Well, this is I can answer it. It is a long-term investment, and there is no way that I can say exactly when it's going to be recouped, my investment as an initial investment. This is part of our relationship and also our confidence about the London markets and the long relationship in the financial and also in the economic of the City of London. The recoup of the investment or recover of our investment, it is minor things for us at this moment. We look forward to have this investment sometimes in the future. It will recoup, you know, but it is it's not a major or important thing. Thank you.
If I may ask the question in Arabic and get the answer in Arabic too. معالي الشيخ الآن هذا استثمار ضخم جدا ويعتبر بالنسبة لكم ذروة الاستثمارات في لندن وبريطانيا بصفة عامة. يعني كيف تشعرون وأنتم تتسلمون المبنى اليوم؟ هل هو تحمل مسؤولية مزيد من المسؤولية أم أنه بالإضافة إلى ذلك فخر لدولة قطر؟
أول شيء نشكر جميع الأخوة الموجودين اللي هم ساهموا في إنجاز هذا المبنى، منهم المطورين إيرباين، وأيضا هو شريك في LBQ الشركة اللي هي أسست، وأيضا نشكر بنك قطر الوطني على المساهمة في تمويل هذا المشروع وقدرته خلال أيضا السلو داون، خلال فترة السلو داون في الإيكونومي، إنه هو قادر بقدرات المالية على تنفيذ هذا المشروع. هذا الاستثمار يعتبر استثمار طويل الأجل في العقار كما تعرفون، وأن هذا أيضا له مردود على المدى الطويل مقابل استثماراتنا الخارجية اللي هي تابعة لدولة قطر. هذا بشكل.
Lewis Warren Jones, ITV News. Just a question for the architect, Brento. How do you feel it's right? How do you justify this building dominating the landscape and dominating other landmarks in London?
I don't justify. I think, you know, every classic building has been modern at one time, you know. And this is where cities are great places, because they're made by layers. And every new layer is built on the old layers. At one condition, that you don't destroy. And we didn't destroy anything here. We are right on the middle of a brownfield coming from railways. And this is the destiny of cities today, even historical cities. They have to stop to grow by explosion, creating new periphery, new slums, and they have to increase, they have to get intensified from inside. That's the reason why London has a green belt. And the idea is that instead of making new periphery, we have to intensify the city, and it makes sense. So if you don't destroy anything, because, and we didn't, and if the new layer that you built is good, that's essential, then it's fine. Of course, you have to be good. That's the point. You have to be good. And that's the reason why the public inquiry was a good process. Because before making this building, you know, we do a very dangerous job as architect. Because if you make a mistake, we last for a long time. It's a long-running mistake. So we went through a public inquiry that actually lasted about 2 years, correct? About 2 years. In this public inquiry, we went through all the aspects, including historical presence and all that. And it was clear enough that this building was not going to be a symbol of arrogance, a symbol of power, but more like a sparkling, quite gentle spire, and playing, flirting with the weather. And this was part of the idea. So when the judge decided that we can do it, because he said, okay, great, cities are made of layers. Every time has been witnessing his presence. If this layer, if this building is good, why not? So I don't justify, but I guess that it will be very good for the city of London. I think is the presence is already almost familiar, yeah? It will become more and more familiar. The building, as I said before, is never the same. It's almost like a kaleidoscope. It keeps changing. It keeps expressing the sense of the mobility of the sky of this city. I think it will be actually very much loved. Also for another reason, that it will be largely public. This building is not one of those towers that shut down at 6 p.m., no life. This building will be full of life. We will have about 1 million visitors a year on the viewing gallery up to the top of the building. Those people will actually love the building for the very simple reason that they will have access to the building. The building will be public in that sense. So I think the building will be adopted. I use this word adopted because I think it's part of the idea. Buildings are sometimes loved, sometimes they are not loved. I think I can see already now that this building is loved and it will be loved more and more because it's public. Thank you.
Karina Kamel from Al Arabiya Television. If I may also direct my question in Arabic, and perhaps if I may also get an answer in Arabic. سؤالي هل يمكن أن تعطينا فكرة عن خلفية عملية تمويل صفقة بهذا الحجم وبهذه الضخامة؟ يعني تحدثتم عن ربما التوقيت كان إلى حد ما شكل تحدي في ظل الأزمة المالية العالمية، ولكن كيف قمتم بتجميع كل هذه الأموال؟ وأين يقع هذا الاستثمار ضمن إطار الاستثمارات الأوسع لمحفظة قطر في لندن؟ يعني أين يقع؟ ما هو موقع هذا الاستثمار ضمن الاستثمارات الأخرى؟ شكراً.
هذا الاستثمار من الناحية الحقيبة الاستثمارية اللي هي تتضمن العقارات الموجودة في لندن، هذه العقارين الموجودين، هذا العقار والعقار الآخر هو البلس، يعتبرون تبعين لشركة اسمها LBQ، وهذه الشركة مملوكة بحكومة دولة قطر. أيضا كيفية احنا الحصول على التمويل في وقت صراحة في تحديات كثيرة خلال الأربع سنوات الماضية. الشريك صراحة اللي هو بنك قطر الوطني قادر كان على تمويل هذا المشروع، وإحنا نشكر الإخوان في مجلس إدارة بنك قطر الوطني وأيضا العاملين والCEO على أنهم وفروا لنا هذا التمويل بمقدرتهم الذاتية، وإحنا صراحة سعداء. يعني أن إحنا البنك الوحيد اللي إحنا بدينا معاه وهو صراحة لبى احتياجاتنا، ولذلك إحنا بدأنا عملية تنفيذ هذا المشروع، وإحنا مطمئنين لأن بنك قطر الوطني والشريك وأيضا المطور والديزاينرز صراحة يشكروا دائما على عملية التنسيق، وأيضا الكوميونيتي الموجودة في المنطقة التي هي أيضا ساهمت على خلق مناخ استقراري لنا، ولذلك هذه المبنى بيقدم أيضا جزء لا يتجزأ من عملية الاجتماعية من ناحية فندق في فندق هنا، وأيضا مطاعم وأيضا جاليريز موجود، وهذا بيعتبر أيضا لاند مارك موجود، حي قادر على التفاعل مع القطاع الاجتماعي. شكرا.
Briefly, can you give me the gist of the question in English, and then, if you wouldn't mind, just the gist of your answer, please?
The question was, if you could comment on how difficult it was to gather the funds at the time of the global financial crisis, and where this particular investment fits in within the global portfolio of the Qatari property owners in
London. So in English
very,
now.
Very briefly,
yes, this is
an overview.
Yes, this is a building which is part of the portfolio of our investment in London, especially in the real estate. But this is belong to a company called LBQ, and the board member, it is they are sitting next to me today. And also, beside the financing side, during the mid slowdown of the economy during 2009-2010, I think that's when we approached the Qatar National Bank in the beginning, we find out the full acceptance that they are has the capabilities and the readiness to finance us to these two buildings. And we would like to thank Qatar National Bank and everybody who were really supporting us. And this building is part of the communities. It's a landmark. We believe the London market is going to be a great market. The cycle of economy, the crisis, I mean, any mid-slow, there is out of it. There is an economy cycle. So we expect the market will recover sometimes in the future, and we will be in the track. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tom Bill from Morris. Can I ask, was the funding of the building and will the operation of the building be Sharia compliant?
I will leave it for Qatar National Bank.
I think this is an easy question. No, it's been done on a conventional basis, which is a normal commercial project lending basis. So it's not Sharia compliance.
Anyone else?
I'm
at the back.
Dan Freeman from LBC. Can we expect more buildings of this scale in London?
As we talked amongst ourselves earlier, there won't be another Shard developed in London, and it's not our intention to do so. I can't talk for other developers and what they might do, but tall isn't the important point. The fact we happen to be the tallest building in Western Europe was a byproduct of what we wanted. We wanted a building that would have the multi-uses that this have, and it has a design which we think is pretty spectacular. Maybe we can set a trend for other quality buildings. There are one or two coming up, so I'm not here to talk about other companies or developers. Does that answer your question?
And from the Sheikh Abdullah as well?
And from Sheikh Abdullah as well? Is there any plans for further investment in buildings of this scale in London?
I cannot talk about other investment, at this moment. We are concentrating in this one now and other buildings. And I hope that during this period, if there is something come to my mind of any kind, then the chances is there, Thank you.
Just
Hello, I'm Kevin Rawlinson from The Independent. Mr. Seller, you talked about three potential bidders for office space, but none had taken them up. Can you name any of those three, and can you tell us how close to a deal you are, please?
First of all, I didn't say three. I said a number of discussions are taking place. It may have been interpreted as three, but we are... I need this.
You told me I didn't need it. Okay, fine. Right, I'll start again. We didn't say there were three. We said we're in discussions with a number of parties who are interested in acquiring space in the Shard, in the office floors. Obviously, those discussions are confidential and will remain so until we're in a position to make announcements. But we're confident we will achieve our target according to our business plan.
Michelle Price from the Architects Journal. A question for Renzo. I'm sure you're aware from 2018 all properties will have an energy rating of E or above. So my questions are, what are the energy rating for the Shard, and are you concerned about the commercial future for the Shard?
I didn't understand exactly. What's the energy rating for the Shard? His microphone's all right. It's okay.
What kind of energy?
The energy rating. The energy rating for the building.
Our energy rating, you mean in consumption? In terms of consumption, well, this is one of the most important things we've been working on. The system of this building is active. We are not playing on passive system. We don't use a glass that is brown or mirror. We use an active system. Every time a shard is showing to the sun, the blind come down, and the shard is defended against the sun. This is where the most energy goes away. So the building is made in such a way that we consume much less energy than usual because we have that system that is active. It's probably the first time this has been used so extensively, so in a bigger scale, and it will use more and more. It's more expensive in terms of investment, but it's of course more efficient in terms of consumption then, because you have this, in the great day you have this view, this transparent, this luminosity, but when the sun shows up, of course this also makes sense because the shards are multiple, and the sun never touches all the shards together. To only touch one, and that one is defended by the body. That's just explain where the miracle is. It's not an impossible miracle to understand. The building is rated. I don't remember exactly the level, but it's actually, that's another thing that people believe a bit romantically, that making low building and dispersed building is more kind of romantically gains more, it's less consuming, but it's not true. I mean, one of the reasons why we need an TCT condensation and intensification is because it's actually less expensive in terms of energy. And by saying so, I don't preach, of course, the value of tall building. I'm not saying that building city should be made of a skyscraper, of course. I'm just saying that in specific case like this one, where we are sitting on a public transportation hub, I mean, this is a place of energy. I mean, London Bridge Station is the most crowded station in London. We have more than 300,000 people every day passing by. So this is it's one of the few places in London where you can do something like that in reality. So energy of consuming energy or expressing energy somewhere in this building are coming together.
I think we've got time for one more question in the middle.
Markus Teurer, Frankfurt Allgemeine Zeitung from Germany. Question for Mr. Seller, please. Can you tell me a little bit more about your business plan? How much of the building is actually occupied at the moment, and when do you expect the building to be fully occupied?
To answer the question, dealing with the last point first, I would think by the end of 2014. The hotel are fitting out now. They will be open for business during the late spring of 2013. The viewing gallery is being fitted out, nearly complete, and that will be in business from February next year. The restaurants, we would expect them to be open and operating by again spring next year. And those offices that people seem to be very interested in, we are being extremely selective. Our intention is not to have any one single overpowering occupier. In other words, we want as much multi-use within the offices, covering media, finance, accountant, law, legal rather. I hope that answers your question.
Okay, go on. Last question, and then that's definitely going to be it.
Susan M at the Times. Just one more thing, the flats, your apartments, when will they go on sale, and any idea of price?
We are holding back on selling or leasing for some time. We want to evaluate the impact of the building before we make those decisions.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you all very much indeed. Thank you to the panel.
I just say one more thing. We would like to thank you very much for your attendance and your time. I know you have a busy time, and I hope we will continue our relationship in this magnificent buildings as a part of the public and part of the media here in London, the city, the great city of financial center. Thank you.